Hello
Log
and
Talk
welcome.
Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am the Savvy Retiree. I am so happy you decided to join me today for our discussion, your plan for retirement. This is a subject that I'm very, very interested in helping seniors who are looking to establish a plan for retirement. And as we all know, planning is not easy, especially when you get to, you're thrust into retirement unexpectedly. If you've been planning for years, you're prepared. But if you're not prepared, that can be just be very upsetting. It can just create anxiety and a feeling of insecurity. Insecurity is something that is not a good thing. And in retirement, you want that security. It's important. You want to feel good that you have enough money, that you have enough support, that you can provide for yourself, take care of yourself, and you're not going to be alone through this whole transition. Transitioning is not easy in retirement. It requires just a solid, steady, calm, methodical approach, which requires effort. It requires effort. It's not just going to happen. And if you ignore it, it will just happen. It's not going to work that way. It's going to require you to think and ask questions and research. It's going to take a lot of planning. So if any of you have questions about your plan or you want to talk about any of the subjects that I've listed, money, where to live, activities, health, friends, community, your family, are they involved with this? Fearful? Are you anxious? Are you just overwhelmed? I want to help you. I can help you. You don't need to worry. Worry will not, it's normal, but you don't need to stay up nights worrying, because you will get through this. You will. We all do. There is a huge resource out there for retirees. We are the largest group of retirees ever. And there are plenty of people who have done this and can help you. And if you have things that you can offer for helping others, please call in. Let us know what you experienced and how you went about making your plan and what your plan was and how you went about making this plan. Everyone has a different idea, a different dream, a different goal they want to set and accomplish. Now, you have to be realistic. Realistic. Some people say, oh, I'm just going to get in my RV and I'm going to travel the country, or I'm going to go around the world, take a cruise around the world, and that's fine if you can afford it. But most of us are more practical. We have to go at it in a little bit more practical manner. I don't want my seniors to experience this in a negative way. You need to set yourself up, and you can do it. Only you have control over this. It is your life. It is your retirement. It is how you're going to spend the next years and what it is that you want to do. Money will be the bottom foundation of this whole soul. Money issues can really cause a huge problem, and we can offer suggestions about how to supplement your income, you know, and where might be the best place for you to live, to make your finances more in line with what you can afford. Not everyone lives in a beautiful master planned community when they retire. Many people live in senior housing, apartments. Some people live with their children. Some people are living with friends, or they have a roommate. Many roommates, seniors do live with roommates, sort of like back when you were a teenager, you know, when you were working early, your early years of being on your own. It was sort of like that. We're going back to the future. I'm looking forward to people calling in with their stories, where they live, why you choose to live there. Is it working out? Are you happy? What is your primary, what was your primary goal? Hello? Oh, I thought we had a caller. Oh. I'm hoping that more seniors will find out about this show, because we can all talk, we can all exchange ideas, offer each other support. Support is so important during this time. I see so many people feeling lost, alone, like they're the only person that is that this is affecting. No, it happens every day. And it's unnerving. It can create feelings of just totally just discomfort and insecurity. Insecurity is not a good feeling. I worked my whole life, 38 years, and I had security, and really, it was important to me, because I remember going to work, seeing people who didn't have security. I've met many people who have no money saved for anything. If anything, they're in debt. And they're as old as I am, and I'm thinking, I don't know what you're going to do now, but you better come up with a plan. And a plan is critical. You're still young enough. Now, I'm 60. That's still young enough. You can still work. You can work at 80. I know people who work into their 80s. I was hoping when I started working that I would not have to work when I got to this point. Well, I'm not right now full-time, but I do dabble here and there, and just trying to pick up some extra money, because we can all use extra money, let's face it. But it requires you to have the attitude that this is the way your life is going to be. You have to just sort of accept it. If you don't accept it, you will not be happy. You won't be happy. You'll just be miserable, moaning and groaning all day. Why me? Well, you can fix that. You can change that and make a great life for yourself, a happy life. You may not be living in Trump Tower, but you will be able to survive, and survive comfortably and surrounded by people who are just like you. You won't be alone. And I know there are hundreds of communities across the country where there are seniors spread out everywhere. And I want these seniors to call in and tell us about their life, whether it be in Arizona, Nevada, whether it be in Texas. There are places where you can live very affordably. I live in Florida. We've got thousands of seniors here. The whole state is just Seniorville, senior paradise, Mecca for seniors. And I chose to live here because the cost of living is less, and we have there are just more prepared for seniors. For whatever reason, this place attracts seniors, and they know what they're doing. I came from California, and that was more expensive, much more. And it was not senior-centric. Florida is very senior-centric. We are the primary who lives in this state, and the governor here, Governor Rick Scott, he is on top of issues for seniors. He is here. He comes to the villages. He keeps us informed of what he's doing for us and what he can do for us. And he's on our side. He wants to be an advocate for us. It's wonderful to have the support of your legislative person there in your capital, rallying for you, pushing for you, what your needs are. And seniors need this. AARP, they're helping. They're helping seniors. They're always, you know, they're lobbying in Washington, D.C., where they're located. They're lobbying for seniors to get seniors what the best that they can get. So don't despair. There is hope. There is always hope for seniors here. And I want to be the voice that tells you you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine. You will make it through this little bumpy episode, and can help you plan something that will work for you. Things may look hopeless right now, or just out of your ability to accomplish anything, but you can't. You really can't. I would say that in the plan, the biggest obstacle was moving. And we're going to cover that whole subject in another episode. But for now, I think we've discussed a few things. Just, I want you to be thinking about what you're going to do. And I want you to call in the show. Call in. And if you need help, I'm sure going to try to help you. If you want advice, I'm here for you, and I support you, and I welcome you. You're not alone. You will get through it. This is the Savvy Retiree from the Villages, Florida. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow.